Greg Frizzell here with you, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV-FM, Magic 104.5 FM, and Magic 98.1 FM. I'm here for a special drive time tonight, sponsored by Leone, McDonald & Roberts, Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Settlers Green, and Settlers Crossing. And today with me on the program, we've been speaking with Janice Crawford, the Executive Director of the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce, and Dot Siebold, the GM of OVP Management, Settlers Green, and Settlers Crossing, about business in town and what things are happening at Settlers Green and with the Chamber of Commerce. I've got Gino Devaney here with me, helping me produce the show. What's going on, Gino?
We're doing all right. We're doing okay. People are texting in 603-356-9145, and we have a few questions. Figured we'll go right to them since they've been texting in before, and they're actually, I guess, more aimed towards Janice, but of course, Dot is more than welcome to chime in. The first one comes from Tamworth, and it's a motorcycle parts shop that they run, and they're noticing that a lot of the auto repair shops are closing. Some of them, however, are staying open, and they're wondering where they can find that information, find out what category they're in, and anything like that. If you can shine the light maybe on that.
Okay, so you're asking how to find out if you are considered an essential business.
Basically, yeah.
You can go on to the New Hampshire Business and Economic Resources website. Just Google NH Business and Economic Resources. And they will have a list there for you. Also, as I said, if you will go to mwvcc.org and sign up for our newsletter, you would get that full list tonight. But specifically for him, I believe that he would fall under essential because he's providing transportation support. That's why some of the, you'll see some of the car folks are staying open.
Yeah, for sure.
The one thing I would suggest that you do is, and if you'd like to email me at janice@mtwashingtonvalley.org, I can give you a template for a letter that you would write so that if you do happen to get stopped and asked, what are you doing out on the road, you would have that to show the reasoning why you're out. I don't think we're at that point with a stay-at-home order. And I'm not sure if we'd even get that to that point with a shelter-in-place order. But it's always good to just be prepared. I gave my staff all one today, and we consider ourselves an essential business in terms of the communication and information sections of the essential businesses website. So you definitely can find it on the web, or if you need to, you can call me or email me, and I'll lead you to down that path.
Which is really great, because that list is pretty extensive.
It's very extensive. It includes lodging.
Yeah.
It includes the takeout. You know, the restaurants are closed and they will remain closed at least till May 4th, but it does include the takeout because look at the essential things that people are going to need. So life-sustaining, food, water, infrastructure. So when you think about those kinds of things...
Yep, absolutely.
Very good. And we have one more question for you. And we kind of touched on it right when you started, Janice, talking about the visitors. They're wondering if the chamber is reaching out to these visitors in any way. Obviously, you can't stop anybody from doing certain things. But what has the chamber, if anything, if you can do anything, done about the visitors and maybe the second homeowners that are coming from the woodwork now to run up to our little town here?
Well, I think that probably happened when... like March 12th or so, when all this occurred, and you can certainly understand why second homeowners who probably have just found out that the schools are going to be closed decided to come up here with their children, and they have every right to do that.
Yeah,
we have a monthly vacation inspirations that we send out, which our whole communication model now is, as I said, we'll see you when this is over. As the governor said yesterday, he has not closed the border. He doesn't have the right to close the border. I guess that's a federal interstate commerce issue.
Yes.
So he can't close the border. If we had a major airport, as we're seeing, many of the airports are testing people as they're coming in. I think that would be allowed. I heard in your news that Concord Trailways is no longer
the bus
is not bringing folks up or down. So I think that we're trying to get the message out to our visitors who, let's face it, folks, they are our bread and butter.
Yes.
Up here.
Yeah.
And we have to make
and
sure.
And we want them to come back as soon as they can possibly come back.
Absolutely. So we're.
But at the same time, I think we need to be aware that we have a very small community hospital, and you know, if they got hurt, if people get hurt because they're hiking or whatever, I'm not sure anybody can go rescue them.
That's true. So
they need to put that into their thinking when they come up here with their children.
Right.
To have activities.
So we're doing what we can to do it with kindness and compassion when we give them information about coming to visit. And we're also looking at it as what we legally can do. You know, I think we get a little bit over anxious about, you know, kick them all out or close the border. And there's laws and all of that that has to be considered when you're making those kind of decisions.
Well, and quite frankly, a lot of the second homeowners, whether a lot of them may have lived in the valley and then moved out of town or out of town and come back to the valley, either way, you know, they call it home and they have their house here. And as far as I've seen, I can attest to this myself, traffic's been extremely light. So whoever's in town, whether it's second homeowners, locals, whoever it is, everybody seems to be doing a really, really great job of taking the warnings and trying to stay off the roads, apparently, because I just have to say there's very little traffic. And if you see foot traffic, it's light and it's people outdoors by themselves and maintaining that social distancing. So, you know,
if there's anything, you know, on the plus side here, it is that this is happening during a time of the year when the valley is pretty quiet to begin with. So that is working in our favor on a number of levels. It would have been much worse if it happened in August or September.
Years ago, this would have been the time that the streets would have rolled up. People were taking their month-long vacation or painting or refurbishing their properties for the summer season. So you're right, Dot. That is a silver lining.
I would also like to point out that you know, all of our retail stores have an online presence, of course, and are eager to have some of their regular customers checking out, you know, some of their offerings on their websites. And there's some tremendous deals out there right now, obviously. And people are staying in touch. There's a lot of magical thinking out there from some very innovative retailers on how to stay in communication with their customers, you know, from all different directions. I mean, you know, we don't want to take this lightly, but at the same time, we want people to have hope, and we want people to not be fearful and to look towards the future. And our staff is working on, you know, even today, we're working on our planning for the summer and the activities that we're going to be able to do. So, you know, life is going to go on. We're going to be back in business, and we all need to be kind to each other, and we'll get through it. And I want to just take a moment to thank the radio station and the Conway Daily Sun for their efforts to keep our community informed. It's such a blessing to have in our small town this kind of media. We're very fortunate. I don't know if people realize how fortunate we are to have you guys here, so thank you for that.
We appreciate it very much, and we're really excited to be here, and mostly to play the music, right, Gina?
That's always great, too. In fact, we were talking to a business owner just recently, and they said, you know, the music actually goes a long way in a time like this. Those positive songs, the keep the toes tapping and the head nodding, and it's just nice to hear, as well as, of course, all the information that's coming out right now, and there is a lot of it to go through, as I'm sure both of you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would strongly recommend that people turn their televisions off right now and listen to the radio for a while, because it is like night and day.
Yeah, not a lot of good stuff sometimes.
Yeah.